Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Thursdays and Fridays, it's Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local, slightly different time, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern Time. You can also hear me on the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of the audio path of totality. And the force multiplier of truth. And pretty soon, the blockchain of reason, once I figure out what a blockchain is. I've been trying so hard to figure this out. I even go to AI. I have different AI apps on my phone. And I go to them and say, explain blockchain to me as if I'm a four-year-old. And they explain it. And I still don't get it. I'm just an idiot. God almighty, am I an idiot. Well, but I'm here with you. And so nothing else pretty much matters, I would say. All right, fine. So don't forget Dimitri Graffiti coming up in just a little bit. Do not have your radio on when you call because it screws up because we get feedback because of delay system and technical stuff. Anyway, do not wait for the show producer to ask your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander. Do not libel. Do not curse. Do not target station clients. Do not violate federal, state, or local law. And do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with the host. Dimitri Graffiti studio phone line, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Dimitri Graffiti, ADA compliant. And we are working on trying to do a live stream back on Facebook through the River Talk Facebook page. It is not working today, but they will work on it. Engineering department here, and we might be able to pull this off by Monday, next time I'm on the air. Live. We are trying. We are hearing you. We appreciate all the clamoring. We got to see the live stream. We got to see the show. We got to see Dimitri failing and the train wreck that is what's left of his career. Please, please, please show us. So we hear you and we're touched, quite frankly. And so we're doing what we can here. I've got another interview here that Tucker Carlson did with Joe Kent, the man who just resigned as the director of the counterterrorism agency for our government, saying that Israel and Israel-first backers dragged the president into this insane war. And I'm going to play that for you in just a little bit. And my sources tell me that Joe Kent is going to be sitting down with Tucker Carlson in the next day or so for a long interview. And when I get those audio clips, I'll share them with you as well. This is a real American hero, this Joe Kent, absolute American hero, a Gold Star husband. His wife also had been serving our country. She was in a counterterrorism or something in Syria. A suicide bomber blows her up, kills her. This Joe Kent, 11 deployments, 6 Bronze Stars, and yet President Trump, another unforced error, goes out of his way to trash him after he resigned. It's really, really, really bad stuff. I can't wait for the Tucker Carlson interview. It's going to confirm everything that I've been telling you, by the way. It's going to confirm all of it. And again, nobody else in the media that I can name in America is talking with you about Bibi Netanyahu probably being dead, along with many of his, the brain trust of Israel, this Iron Dome fiasco. Apparently an Iranian rocket, at least one missile, whatever, got through, and it looks as if they took them all out. No one has seen Bibi Netanyahu since the beginning of March. No one has seen his wife or widow since the beginning of March. No one has seen all the other people in the brain trust who are supposed to be out and about rallying the troops and whipping up support for the war against Iran. No one has seen them. Iran claims that they were all killed. And the crazy thing is that no one in our government and no one in the media is disputing that claim. They're all pretending it wasn't made. I'm the only one who doesn't pretend. I'm telling you, I think that's what happened. I think there's a very strong probability that is exactly what happened. And when that finally becomes official, and I believe that it will, whatever support Israel had in this country for that insane war against Iran is going to evaporate. People are going to be so demoralized, you're not going to believe it. Our own government, I'm sure, already knows, and they're not telling you anything. And I think that's one reason why President Trump is doing all these news conferences and asking and having all these questions, this, that, and that, to distract from what I've been telling you, that I think Bibi Netanyahu, they killed him, and his brain trust. Iran, of all the countries in the world, we're not talking about the most sophisticated, technologically expertise country that there can be. And that Iron Dome that was supposed to be so important and so wonderful and so this, that, and the other. And they're not showing you all the destruction that has gone on in Israel by Iran. Everything's fake. Everything's manipulated. Everything is a psyops. It's absolutely unbelievable. Remember, you heard it here first. You heard it here first. All right. Let's play this one Joe Kent clip. And then I want to talk with you about our special guest who's coming to the Upper Ohio Valley tomorrow, Jefferson County, the Republican Party, the Lincoln Day dinner, Mr. Tough Talk himself, Jim Jordan. So that's coming up. But first, here's another interview that Tucker Carlson did with Joe Kent before Donald Trump nominated him to be the director of National Counterterrorism Center. So let me get this up here and playing it.
War with Iran would do to the United States. And I don't know that a lot of people in this country fully understand what Iran is as a nation state. It's not Afghanistan. What do you think the immediate and then longer term effects of a war with Iran would be on the United States?
Immediately, it would be very bloody. I have no doubt that we could probably defeat some of their air defense and go in there and have another shock and awe campaign. But again, like we saw how the shock and awe campaign in Iraq really didn't actually work in the long run. So I have no doubt that we'd have some immediate results that people would cheer about here in the United States. But Iran, Persia, has always been an empire. It's been around longer than any of the other players in the modern Middle East right now, and they are not going anywhere. And right now, Iran has a lot of internal problem. They have a lot of internal strife with the Ayatollah, and that government that's only been in power since 1979. But again, if we start conducting strikes in Iran, everyone in Iran will rally around their leader, and they will become even more revolutionary. And then we will have Iranian proxies throughout the entire region that will be conducting attacks just like we had in Jordan. And really, in the long term, Tucker, the axis that has been built really since Putin invaded Russia and we decided that since Putin invaded Ukraine and we decided we were going to throw this massive sanctions package at them, China has come in as a major player and we are deeply compromised by China. They control a lot of our economy. They control global manufacturing. They're deeply embedded in Wall Street. And they've also made deals with the Iranians. They want access to Iranian petro, not to mention the fact that Biden killed off U.S. energy independence. Now he's going after LNG, and the world's biggest LNG exporters are Iran, Russia, and Qatar. So this axis would become very powerful. If we get deeply involved and deeply entangled with Iran, we are playing right into China's hands, because China would like nothing more than for us to be committing our military industrial base to a war in Eastern Europe, in Ukraine, and then to be committing our conventional military power, our blood and our treasure, back in the Middle East. That will make the Pacific, our actual border, extremely vulnerable to Chinese aggression. Or China will simply just watch us bleed out economically as yes. We bleed out on the battlefield on these couple different theaters. It's absolute insanity. It's opening up Pandora's box. And again, for what gain to the American people?
Exactly. And again, that's Joe Kent, the man who just resigned. He was saying this before he was nominated by Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, to be the director of National Counterterrorism Center. And now the Israel First lobby, Mark Levin, a horrible, horrible human being. Fox News, horrible people. Sean Hannity, absolutely horrible. And on and on and on. Lindsey Graham's and all of them. They're doing everything that they can on social media to have you believe that this Joe Kent is an anti-Semite, that he is just, you know, this terrible human being, and he was leaking documents and this, that, and the other. Whatever they can do to destroy this man's reputation, which is absolutely stellar. 11 deployments, 6 bronze stars, a gold star husband. His first wife was blown to bits because of a suicide bomber in Syria. The people who support Israel, and again, Israel's a sovereign nation. It's going to do whatever it's going to do. That's fine. Greece is a sovereign nation. Greece is going to do whatever it's going to do. Turkey's a sovereign nation. They're all sovereign nations. Whatever they want to do, that's their business. I have no problem with any of them. But don't you dare drag us into this mess and have us fight your battle. Speaking of fighting your battle, something else with this that really bothers me. And then we'll talk about Jim Jordan, tough-talking Jim Jordan, coming to the Upper Ohio Valley tomorrow. Jefferson County, Republican Party, big Lincoln Day dinner thing. President Trump is now asking, I don't say begging, that's too strong, but certainly asking other nations to send their navies to help with the shipping through the Strait of Hormuz. Apparently the Strait of Hormuz, not apparently, the Strait of Hormuz is this little tiny area that the ships have to go through. It's a choke point, and it can be easily controlled, apparently, by Iran. Iran apparently had, or still has, I guess, somewhat of a decent navy. Iran, go figure. President Trump has been asking different countries to send their ships. Well, why is that? Apparently, from what I've been reading on X Twitter, our navy is saying that it is not willing to escort tankers through the Strait of Hormuz because our navy is saying it is not safe. Our navy is saying that. Now, they've not been ordered to do that by President Trump, but Trump is trying to get other countries to do this. And my question is this, and fine, good for him. If he can get other countries to do this, fine. Let's expand the war. Let's make it even worse than what it is, and let's all, you know, burn in hell, whatever. But you don't hear or see or read any stories about President Trump asking Israel to send her navy to do this. Now, why is that? Israel has a navy, the last time I checked. At least I think it has a navy. But they're not being asked to do this. I don't know. In fact, you know what I should do? Hold on. I'm assuming it has a navy. Let me just check here. Let me go to ChatGPT, and let me ask it one question. I'm doing this in real time. This is not a goof. Does Israel have a Navy, question mark. All right, let's find out. I'm assuming they do. Yes, Israel does have a navy. It's called the Israeli Navy Hil Hayam, and it is one of the three main branches of the Israel Defense Forces. It's relatively small compared to major global navies, but it's highly advanced and focused on regional defense. Its main roles include protecting Israel's coastline and ports, securing offshore assets like natural gas fields in the Mediterranean, blockades, maritime security, and special operations. They've got missile boats, corvettes, fast, heavy-armed surface ships. Corvettes, not like Tom's cars. Submarines, patrol boats. So, yeah, Israel does have a navy. ChatGPT just told me it does. President Trump is not asking Israel's navy to do this. He's asking NATO and the UK, which is, I guess is part of NATO, and some of these others. What the hell is going on here? What the hell is going on? All right. I hope there's at least one Republican in Jefferson County who will be able to grow a spine between now and tomorrow when tough-talking Congressman Jim Jordan comes for the Lincoln dinner. This is a very big deal. Jim Jordan, Congressman from Ohio, chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, one of the most powerful committees in American government. He's going to be here, and he's going to be talking tough, I'm sure, just like he talks tough whenever he's on Fox News. And he never wears a jacket, because that way you can see that he's very muscular because of his wrestling days at Ohio State and being the assistant coach during the scandal. And, oh, I didn't see anything with this Doc Strauss. I didn't see anything. Okay, fine. There's at least one impeachment form on his desk about one of these judges, Boasberg, who just has gone rogue. doing whatever he can to undermine the Trump administration. Think of all the judges in America, many of whom are foreign-born, by the way. Obama made sure that he nominated a lot of people who were not even Americans originally. They were foreign-born from Jamaica and from Costa Rica and from Guatemala and all sorts of different places. So many of them have been working to undermine the Trump administration to stop virtually everything that President Trump has been doing. All of these judges who've gone rogue, and thank God the Supreme Court has still enough conservatives on it to override them, but so many of these judges, including this Boasberg, this evil, foul thing. Jim Jordan is the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. And what has tough-talking Jim Jordan done while being chair for I don't know how many years now? Well, he's obviously done nothing. Nothing. He talks tough, especially on Fox News. Oh, my God, he talks as tough as Lindsey Graham. Sometimes tougher. But he does absolutely nothing. If Jim Jordan acted in just one-tenth of what he said he was going to work on, just one-tenth, as chairman of one of the most powerful committees in government, the House Judiciary Committee, he'd be holding hearings and having subpoenas and having all sorts of stuff to go after all of these judges who violated their roles and who are doing everything they can to undermine the Trump administration. Outrageous, horrible rulings. And yet Jim Jordan, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, does absolutely nothing except go on Fox News and talk tough. Well, tomorrow, could there be at least one Republican in Jefferson County who calls him out on it and says, "What the hell have you been doing?"